fearful thoughts are the opposite of love. And what you have to really learn how to do in order to experience real magic is to eradicate the fear and begin to say, what is it that I'm afraid of? Who can really hurt me? What is my corner of freedom? What can really happen to me? Am I afraid of being put down? Am I afraid of failing? Am I afraid of disapproval? Am I afraid of someone not liking me? Am I afraid of not making money? Am I afraid of not getting the promotion I want or not closing the deal? Now, the opposite of fearful thoughts is acceptance or tolerance or kindness or love, love and fear. If you know what love is, it's because you've let go of fear. And when you let go of fear, you've let go of doubt. And when you begin to realize that nobody can hurt you and nobody's opinion can do anything to you and that there may be physical consequences to some of your behavior and so on, but that the pain that you're afraid of, the rejection that you're afraid of, is all in your mind. It's all in your thoughts. And you realize how empowering it is to not be concerned about that any longer and to let that go and to think in non-fearful ways. Before long, you start to process your whole world in a whole new way. The doubt has stopped. I can do this is substituted for I don't know if I can. The I don't know if I can originates from some crazy kind of fear that is only a mental process. But that fear creates the chemicals that create all kinds of dis-ease, not only physically in your life, but in your relationships and in your ability to manifest prosperity and in your ability to create health for yourself and in your ability to have the kind of talent that you want and to have the mental stability and to have the relationships that you would like to have and to have your business go the way you would like and to have your relationship to your children be the way you have a knowing. When you were a little baby and you were crawling and then you stood up for the first time, you weren't worried about whether or not you could do that again. You knew it. It was built in. You have that confidence within you to do it. See, you were born with the instinct to know. And in the first few years of your life, if you don't have someone who's really knocking you down, you're doing that. You know, you gurgle, and then after you gurgle, you try to get a little letter out, and eventually you get a little sound out, and then that sound turns into a sentence, and that sentence turns into a language. And you don't ever tell yourself, I'm never going to get this English language. It's just too much to it. Verbs and pronouns and dangling participles. There's none of that. That all comes later with doubt and fear. Knowing and trust are your inheritance.